with the exception of Philemon, and you could make a third suggestion, maybe stretch it a little bit. But the reason the Lord showed me that, I preached at least 26, some of them were two, but I preached 26, 27 messages on the second coming of the Lord. And every book in the New Testament except Philemon. And the reason I showed that was to show how prominent that was in the teaching of the Word of God in the New Testament.
Yeah.
And how that the Bible writers all believed it, looked forward to it.
Oh, yeah.
So that's something's going to happen. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
We don't know when.
Coming soon.
As somebody said it, said that we don't know the hour that the Lord will come, but we don't know any hour he can't.
Amen.
He can come at any time. Amen. All right, we're going to ask Brother Rodney to come and bring the message tonight. We appreciate it. Get me with them today, and you pray for them.
Luke chapter 5, this evening. It's been a joy to be here today. I've been blessed.
Amen, bro.
Being with you, been blessed by the singing. Fellowship. My wife and pastor's wife went shopping this afternoon.
Uh-oh,
let's go ahead and stand and read the scripture. We'll go back to that in a minute. We've already been standing, so we'll go ahead and read the scripture. Luke chapter 5. It came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret. That's all another name for the lake of Galilee. He saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were going out of them and were washing their nets. He entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. Mm-hmm. Simon answering said unto him, Master, we've toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. Mm-hmm. When they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. They beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. He was astonished, and all that were with him at the draught of the fishes which they had taken. So was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. When they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. Father, this evening we thank you for this time that we can be together again. And Lord, we want your presence again with us tonight. Lord, we need you. We don't want to just have another service.
Yes,
Lord, speak to our hearts and convict our hearts and encourage us, Lord. And, just teach us and guide us. Lord, we need you. Lord, we don't know what this week holds. Lord, we need you to help us and strengthen us today that we might be what you want us to be as each day unfolds.
Help us, Lord.
Encourage us, we pray, in your word tonight. Teach us. In Christ's name we ask. Amen.
Amen.
Let me see. I was saying that my wife and pastor's wife went shopping, and you know that's my wife's gift. Everybody's got a gift, and that's her gift. But anyway, I was going to say that I had a few hours there in the motel room by myself, and it was a hard time because sometimes when I think about the fact that we won't be living in Haiti anymore. I feel like that my heart's been pulled out of my chest.
Bless him, Lord.
But but what you do when you don't always understand why the Lord leads like he does.
Bless him, Jesus.
You bow your knee.
Yeah.
Just bow your knee.
That's right, brother. That's
accept his will.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Trust him.
Surrender all,
and you go on.
Yeah.
Right.
You go on by grace. It's God's help. We all go through times like that.
Mm-hmm.
If we look to him.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a question of of God's grace being there. It's always there, but we many times fail to avail ourselves of that grace and strength that's right there for us to help us through those times.
Amen, brother.
He's always there waiting, wanting to help us. We have to look to Him. We have to look to Him.
Amen.
This passage this evening we've read is dealing with becoming a disciple of Christ and learning to seek the lost. I believe that the Great Commission is still the marching orders of the church today.
That's right.
Jesus did not say, "Follow me and I will make you to be a social activist."
Mm-hmm. Yes, right.
He did not say, "Follow me and I will make you to be a humanitarian."
Right.
He said, "Follow me and I will make you to become fishers of men."
Amen.
There are four amazing statements in this passage. And I know we read it and went right through it. And maybe you didn't catch it. But as I've gone back and meditated on this passage and thought about this passage, there are four amazing, some of them they just don't seem to fit, to be quite honest with you. I want to point those out to you this evening, and I want us to see how each one of these statements correspond to four very basic truths that are absolutely essential in becoming and being a disciple of Christ who is seeking the lost. First of all, we read there in verses 1 through 3 how that He's there by the Sea of Galilee, the Lake of Gennesaret, the Lord Jesus Christ. He's teaching. He gets out into a boat, a ship, and cast out a little bit from the land so that He can sit there in the ship and teach the people. The first statement is in verse 1. It says here, the people pressed upon Him to hear the Word of God.
Yes. Praise God.
Yeah. Now, that's amazing, folks.
Yeah.
Yes.
They pressed upon Jesus. Why? To hear the Word of God.
Amen, brother.
A hunger.
That's right.
An obsession, a passion to hear the Word of God.
Amen, brother. Right.
If we are going to be a disciple of Jesus Christ, we must recognize the supremacy of the Word of God.
Yeah.
In our life.
Amen. In His Word.
Amen. On a day-to-day basis. Right. A hunger for God's Word.
Amen.
A hunger for the Word of God. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in His law doth he meditate day and night.
Amen.
Do we have that desire? If we were to be honest with ourselves, do we meditate on the Word of God?
Amen, brother.
Do we take time every day to get in the Word of God and digest the Word of God? Not just read a chapter, which we should read the Word of God, but take time to feed our soul.
Amen.
In the Word of God.
Amen, Brother Ron.
Job said, "I have esteemed the words of thy mouth more than my necessary food."
That's right.
More, Job said, more than the food I need for my body. I need God's Word for my soul.
Amen.
For my soul.
That's right.
Oh, that God would give us that time.
Yes.
Of a hunger
Amen.
For His Word. Jeremiah said, "Thy words were found, and I did eat them. Amen. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart, for I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts."
Amen.
Joy and rejoicing of hearing the Word of God.
Amen.
D.L. Moody used to pray that God would increase his faith. And he prayed sincerely. He prayed fervently. He prayed often for God to increase his faith.
Then one day, reading a verse that he had read many times before, so then faith cometh by hearing, yeah, and hearing by the word of God. He quit praying for God to increase his faith. He realized that faith comes as we are in the word of God.
Yeah, man.
Where there is appetite, there is life.
That's right.
Amen. Right.
Yes.
A cadaver, mm-hmm, it's not thirsty, not hungry, mm-hmm, has no appetite.
Right. That's good.
There's no life.
Yes.
The same way, where there is the life of God, there is a hunger and a desire for the things of God.
Amen.
An individual that has no appetite is either sick or dead.
Amen.
What are the other? If we claim to be the children of God, then there ought to be a desire and a hunger and an appetite for the things of God.
Amen.
Right.
I know we're busy. I know we are. I know we've got 1,000 things to do. We don't know when we're going to get them all done. But might I encourage you this evening, if you don't already, to have a time,
yeah,
every day.
Yes, sir.
Preferably in the morning when you get up.
Yes, sir. That's right.
To take some time to get alone with God in prayer and meditation in the Word of God and feed your soul.
Amen.
You cannot be a disciple of Christ.
That's right.
Without being in the Word of God.
Amen.
A student of the Word of God. The people pressed upon him, mm-hmm, to hear the word of God. A year or so ago, my wife told me she was talking to someone. And she said, "Yeah, I know I'm a Christian. I prayed a prayer many years ago, but I have no desire for the things of God." Mm. I told Kathy, I said, "Honey, that lady just told you she's not saved."
Right.
How can you be born again?
Right,
right.
How can you have the Spirit of God dwelling within you?
Yes,
right. And have no desire for the things of God?
Yes.
According to the Word of God, that's impossible.
That's right.
Amen.
You're right.
That's impossible. The people pressed upon him to hear the Word of God. Is there that time in your life on a day-to-day? I know we all miss it once in a while, but that on a regular basis.
Yeah.
You spend time with God.
Amen, brother.
Folks, you need that.
Yes,
we need that in this day we live.
Yes.
God wants to be there for us. He wants to give us all we need from day to day. We've got to find the will of God and know the Word of God to have the strength of God and the grace of God to go from day to day.
That's right.
Second statement. As it continues here, he gets done teaching the people in verse 4. When Jesus had left speaking, he said unto Simon, Launch out into the deep. Let down your nets for a draught. Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night, have taken nothing. Now, keep in mind that Peter, all his life, mm-hmm,
yeah,
has been a fisherman.
Yeah. Right.
That's what he knows.
Yeah.
He knows all about it. They've been out all night working. They've not taken anything. Now here's this carpenter sitting in his boat,
yep,
telling him how to fish.
Yeah, yeah.
But Peter could have thought to himself, I think I know a little bit more about this than you do.
Oh yeah, brother. Yeah. Amen.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I can control this part of my life a little better than you can. Notice what Peter said here. In spite of the fact that Peter's been a fisherman all of his life, in spite of the fact that Jesus is just a carpenter, look what Peter said. Mm-hmm. Nevertheless,
yeah,
at thy word,
amen,
I will let down. Mm-hmm. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. What do we see here? We see a faith that produces obedience.
Amen.
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 A faith, not understanding, not being able to figure out exactly what's going on here. I can't see how this is going to work. It doesn't make any sense to me. I don't understand. Nevertheless, at thy word, I'll do what you tell me to do. A faith that produces obedience. Lord, I don't know how to talk to people. I don't know if I was to go out and door knock. I don't know what to say. I don't know how to respond. Nevertheless.
Yeah.
Right.
At thy word.
Yeah. Amen.
Lord, I've got to get up in the morning and get to work to take some time aside and spend time in the Word of God in prayer. I can't work it in. Nevertheless.
Mm-hmm. Amen, brother. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen, brother.
Nevertheless, at thy word. Mm-hmm. Lord, I'm at church most of the time. But, you know, my team is playing tonight. You know how much I want to watch this game tonight. Or maybe some other thing. Lord, I'm there most of the time and I really have something else I'd like to do this time. Nevertheless, at thy word. I told my parents, my dad passed away a little over a year ago, about 2 years now. I told him a few years back. I said, you know, I never told you when I was a teenager that I had a drug problem. You drove me to church on Sunday morning. You drove me to church on Sunday night.
Amen. Yeah.
You drove me to church on Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's just what we did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never was an option. Amen. We never asked the question, are we going to church?
Amen.
Just what we did.
Amen.
Right.
Nevertheless,
yeah.
At thy word, Lord, I don't know how I'm going to make ends meet this month. Here's what comes coming in. Here's what's going out. How do you expect me to tithe?
Yeah.
Humanly speaking, I can't do it.
Bless him, Lord.
Nevertheless.
Yeah.
Right.
At thy word.
Amen.
Amen.
Father, there's an authority in my life. Maybe a husband, parent, your boss. There's an authority in my life. And I know that the Bible says that I'm supposed to submit. But I'm having a hard time. I don't always see eye to eye. And I know they're my authority, but I don't always see eye to eye.
That's good, brother.
But I'm having a hard time. Nevertheless.
Yeah.
At thy word. Folks, what other response can we have if we call him Lord?
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's good.
What other response can we have? When we get in the Word of God and we see this is what God said, what else can we say? But nevertheless,
amen.
At thy word, Lord, you know what that person did to me.
Bless you, Brother Rod.
You know how I've always never been anything but good to them, and look what how they've talked behind my back, how they've stabbed me in the back, and you want me to forgive them?
That's good, brother.
Lord, I don't know if I have it in me. Amen. Nevertheless. At thy word.
That's good.
Amen.
That's good.
A faith that produces obedience. Gideon. Gideon, God says, okay, get the armies together. We're going to fight the Midianites. Now, you've got 32,000 soldiers. They've got 135. That's 4-1, folks.
Yep.
The odds aren't good. God says, you've got too many.
Yeah.
You've got too many. Okay, Lord. Take him and ask him a series of questions. And everybody that doesn't want to go to battle for any reason, let him go home.
Amen.
20,000 leave. Yeah. Or 22,000. He's left with 10,000. Yeah. Now the odds are 14-1. It's getting worse. Get in, you've still got too many.
Yeah.
Take him down to the river, and you know what took place there? And he ends up with 300 soldiers. Now the odds are 450-1. How is he supposed to defeat an enemy of 135,000 with 300 soldiers? Beyond that, here's their weapons. Trumpets. Lamps. And pots. That's their weapon. Lord, this doesn't make a bit of sense to me.
Bless you, brother.
Lord, you can only imagine what must have been going through Gideon's mind. This isn't going to work, Lord. I don't get it. Right. Nevertheless.
Yeah.
At thy word.
Amen.
Folks, listen. When God is on our side, we can stand alone and be in the majority.
Yes. Amen.
We can stand alone and face the gates of hell.
Amen.
Amen.
We can stand alone and rebuke Satan by Christ's authority, because greater is He that's in you than He that's in the world. We must just have a faith in God that leads us to obedience, whether we understand it or not.
Amen.
Amen.
A third amazing statement here. They went out. He let down the nets. They enclosed a great multitude of fishes. Their net broke. They beckoned their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. They came and filled both the ships, so they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' feet, or he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me." Mm-hmm. What? Depart from me? Now, what? To me, that doesn't fit there.
Right.
I mean, in this day, an age where many times even Bible-believing Christians have been duped by the health and wealth preachers of our day.
Right.
Yeah. Where we believe that God is just a genie in the bottle.
Right.
And we just go to God when we need something. And He's supposed to be there.
Amen.
And that when we pray, He is our servant. Mm-hmm. And we are the master. And He's supposed to do what we want. That statement doesn't fit. I mean, you think Peter would say, "Hey, Lord, stay in the boat.
Yeah.
Stay in the boat. Man, you're my meal ticket. Look at this load of fish I've brought in. I've got enough to set me pretty for months on end now. Stay in the boat." But no. He says, "Depart.
Yeah.
Why would he say that? Depart from me." His attention turned from the nets full of fish to the Savior.
Yeah, amen.
He got his eyes off of the material.
Yeah, amen.
He got his eyes on the Lord.
Amen, Brother Rodney.
And he realized that, hey, there's someone here that's extraordinary.
That's right.
Amen.
That is supernatural.
Amen.
There's someone here in my boat that I am not worthy.
Yes.
Amen.
To be in the same boat.
Yeah.
That's right.
With him. What did that produce in him? The third necessity for discipleship? The humility.
Amen.
Amen.
Quality. Humility.
Yeah.
Recognizing that apart from Christ, folks, what are we?
That's right, brother. Amen.
What are we? Everything we are, everything we have is through Him.
Amen.
It's because of Him.
Woo!
It's all we've got.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
He's given it to us by His grace, by His mercy.
Amen, brother.
God blesses you. Hey, don't think you're special.
Right. Amen, brother.
Don't think you're special because, you know, God did this for me. God healed me. God gave me this. God did that. Everything that we have is because of His grace. It's not because we deserve a thing.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Maybe you may be thinking, you know, why, Lord, why am I going through this? Why am I going through this? Lord, these trials, these situations, these difficulties I'm facing, Lord, I don't deserve this. Let me tell you what you don't deserve.
Yeah.
You don't deserve the clothes on your back.
Amen. That's right, brother. That's right.
You don't deserve to eat.
Bless you, brother.
To drink. You don't deserve a home to live in. You don't deserve a job.
Amen.
We don't deserve anything but the judgment and the wrath of God.
That's right. Amen. Goodness of God.
And therefore, anything we've got it. We've received it because of His grace and His goodness.
Yeah.
And all we ought to do is that just cause us to humble ourselves before Him. Realize that He is everything. As John the Baptist said, He must increase.
Amen.
I must decrease. us decrease.
Amen.
That's good, brother.
Right.
What if you only had today?
Think about it.
What you thanked God for yesterday.
Right. Mm. Yes.
What did you thank God for yesterday?
Yep. Praise the Lord.
What if I only had today what I thanked Him for yesterday? Would I have anything to eat today?
Oh, yeah.
Would I have a warm home today?
Oh, yes.
Would I have the working of the Spirit in my heart
Amen.
Today? What if I only had today what I thanked God for yesterday?
Amen.
I was talking to my wife about getting some things to put on our wall, some spiritual phrases and things.
Yeah.
She picked one out that said, just give me the coffee, no one will get hurt.
Yeah.
Amen. Hey, that's right. I get coffee in heaven, I'm coming back.
We got one that said, gratitude makes what we have enough.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Being thankful.
That's right.
Amen.
Good.
Gratitude.
That's right. Be thankful.
Makes what I have enough. We complain.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We murmur.
Oh, yeah, brother.
We think we need more. God has been so good.
Amen.
Let's be grateful. Let's be humble.
Yeah.
Let's be disciples of Jesus Christ. Let us understand today that God owes me nothing.
Amen.
Amen.
Nothing.
That's good, brother.
Whatever I've got, mm-hmm. I've got by His grace.
That's right.
By Amen. His goodness.
Amen.
Yes,
sir. It ought to call nothing in my life but humility.
Amen, brother. That's good.
When Jesus was going to Jerusalem that last time, His disciples were arguing about
who's going to be great.
Who's going to be great.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, me, brother.
Oh, Jesus, maybe he thought 3 years. Maybe not learned a thing.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, me, brother.
Who's going to be great? We need to ask God to help us to see our selfishness.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Every morning, the worst part of my day, confessing my sin.
That's right, brother. That's right.
It grieves me that I have to do it. But I have to do it.
Yeah.
It shames me. My failures.
Bless you, preacher.
Worst part of my day. But every morning I confess my pride.
Yeah. Yeah. Same here.
My selfishness. My hypocrisy.
Amen. Same here, brother.
We've got it all, folks. It's our flesh.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Amen. Nice body.
We need to recognize it. I confess my impure motives.
Yes. Amen.
Wanting to impress people.
Bless you, preacher.
Wanting the applause of men.
That's good.
Every day. Worst part of my day. And then this is the best part of my day. He forgives me.
Amen.
He cleanses me one more time.
Amen.
Humility. Depart from me. The last one this evening. Well, verse 9, he was astonished, all that were with him. The draught of fishes. They had taken. James and John were astonished too, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with him. Mm-hmm. Jesus said to Simon, fear not. Henceforth thou shalt catch men. Verse 11. When they had brought their ships to land. Remember, they're bringing their ships to land. Their ships are sinking. Because they're loaded down with fish. I mean, this is the best day of their life.
Yeah.
They've never had a fishing day like this.
Yeah, right.
They bring their ships to land. What do? They forsook them.
That's right.
That doesn't fit, does it?
Right. Amen.
That just doesn't fit. They forsook all and followed him.
Found the pearl of great price.
Why would they do that?
Yeah, amen.
Quest was over.
I mean, these are fishermen all their lives. They've got the greatest boatload of fish they've ever had, and now they get it to land and they leave it.
Yeah.
They leave it. And they followed Jesus. The fourth quality of disciples. Following Jesus. No matter what the cost.
Right.
Amen.
Following Jesus. No matter what the cost. And the truth of the matter is, to follow Jesus, folks, it costs everything.
Yes. Right.
It costs us everything.
Oh, yes.
I know that we have material needs. I know that we have to eat. We have to provide a living for it. I understand all that. But that's not where our affections are.
Right.
As a disciple of Christ. That's not what we measure our life by. The car we drive. The size of our home. That's not what it's about. We need these things. They're material needs. We need them. I understand them. But it's all going to melt one day with fervent heat.
That's right.
Amen.
It's all going to be gone one day.
That's right, Brother Roger.
It's not going to last. Therefore, that's why Jesus said, or Paul in Philippians, set your affection on things above.
That's above.
Not on things on the earth. Jesus said, if ye will follow me, ye must deny self. Now that's not what our culture today in America tells us.
That's right.
Right.
Today we are told that it's all about self.
Right.
Today we are told that you're to pamper